Today, we continue with lesson number 31 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, and we will be completing the 8th perek today. We will be learning the 10th and 11th Mishnayos of the 8th perek, Perek Ches, Mishneh Yud, and Mishneh Yud Aleph. Mishneh Yud. Maga Temei Metz. If you have a person who has touched a person who came into contact with a dead body. So the dead body is Avi Avos Hatuma, an Av of an Av Hatuma. The person who touched the dead body, person number one, is an Av Hatuma. Person number two now shakes the hand of person number one. So he has come into contact with an Av HaTumah. So he is now a Rishon LeTumah. Shehoyu Oicholin Umashkin LeToich Piv. And he had food and liquid in his mouth. He was having a coffee with a Danish. So he had some food in his mouth and some coffee in his mouth. Hichnis rosho la'avir hatanur tohor. And with the food stuff in his mouth, he poked his head into the airspace of an oven. We presume the person is normal and the tanur was not hot. So he put his head into the avir hatanur, and the tanur at the time was tor. But now he put his head into it. And he's a rishon lituma. And in his mouth are mashkim. Tim uhu. He has now rendered the Tanur Tomei. The reason being that this person himself, had he not had liquid in his mouth, and had he then stuck his head into the Tanur, he would not have rendered the Tanur Tomei. Because the Tanur is a Keli, and a Keli can only be Mekabel Tuma from an Av HaTuma. And this person is a Rishon LeTuma. And since he's only a Rishon LeTuma, he cannot be Metame Kelim. So the Tanur would be Tohor. But the problem is, he had mashkim in his mouth, liquids, in our example, coffee. And the halacha is that midrabonon, mashkim are mitame kelim, agzera drabonon. And therefore, the mashkim, the coffee in his mouth, being now in the Avir HaTanur, is mitame the Tanur. Remember, there's a Gzeras Chachomim, which we've already encountered, and we will encounter many times before, and you encountered it all over Shas, that liquids which are Tomei, even though they are only themselves a Sheini, like in this example, the coffee touched the person, the person's a Rishon, the coffee is a Sheini. But Mashkim, even Mashkim Shniim, are Metamei Kelim, as if they were an Av HaTumah. The reason being because there is a liquid out there which is an Av HaTumah, and that are the liquids, the fluids, which emanate from the bodies of a Zav or a Zava. The spittle, the blood, the tears of a Zav and a Zava are an Av HaTumah. And because of this, the Chachamim extended the level of Tumah of all Mashkim Temeim to be equal to an Av HaTumah. So in this case, the tanur in which this person put his head with in his mouth, there being liquid, and he was a Rishon LeTumah, the liquid becomes a Av HaTumah and is metame the tanur. However, let's look at the reverse. V'tohor, suppose the person is tor. He didn't shake hands with a guy who just came back from a Chevra Kedisha. He's calmly eating his sandwich and drinking some coffee. And he sticks his head into the avir of a tanur tome. Nitmu. So the food in his mouth became tome. He himself did not become tome. He is an Odom. Odom can't become tome from a keli, from a tanur tome. Nevertheless, in the mashkim in his mouth became tome, because of the tumas hatanu, the ochen and the mashkim became tome, machmas tumas hatanu. I, his mouth is closed. Wouldn't that be the equivalent of a tzomid pasil, of a keli with a lid on it, which we learned is not mekabel tumah? The tzomid pasil protects the insides of the keli with the lid on it from being mekabel tumah, but that tzomid pasil is only a halacha which applies to a kli cheres. It doesn't apply to a person who keeps his mouth shut. Shut mouths are not equivalent to tzomid pasil. By the way, we also have learned that a tumah balua, a tumah which is absorbed in the body, is not metame. However, in the mouth, it is not considered balua. The commentary of the Mishnayos, known as the Mishnah Achrona, comments that whatever is in the mouth of a person is not really hidden. As far as tumah is concerned, it is galui. Open your mouth, it's an easy thing to do, and you can see what's in it. The Mishnah continues, Hoya ochel devela, if a person was eating a devela are pressed figs, which are pressed together and stuck together with their natural stickiness. So he was eating this devela, biyodayim misoavos, with hands which are tome. Now, the halacha is that our hands, your hands, my hands, have a halacha of sheni lituma. And if I or you touch with our unwashed hands truma, we can make truma posel. We can make the truma a shlishi, and by truma, shlishi is also posel. So now, hichnis yodo l'toch piv lito l'satzror. While this person is eating this devela, he puts his hand into his mouth to remove a stick or a stone which happens to be stuck in the devela. So basically, he puts his hand into his mouth, touching the devela with his yodayim misoavos, which is yodayim mitchashniyim. Rav Meir mitame. Rav Meir says the whole devela is tame. Why? Because once I put the hand into my mouth, the hand is a sheni. And the hand now touched the spittle in my mouth, the roke. Now the roke, being a mashkin, being a liquid, becomes a rishon l'tuma. That's the gzeiras chachomim. All mashkim temeyim are like a rishon. So the roke is now metame the devela, right? Because the roke as a rishon is metame the devela as a sheni. And now the devela is tome, according to Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the devela remains tohor. Because according to him, spittle in the mouth, which has never been removed from the house, it's not spittle, you should excuse me, that's been spat out, which would be considered a liquid as far as the halachas of tumah are concerned. But it's spittle still inside the mouth, saliva inside the mouth, is not considered a liquid according to Rabbi Yehuda, and so the devela is not tumah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, depends. Im hofach, if while he was chewing this devela, he moved it around in his mouth, so that way the saliva in his mouth also moved around, then tome, because such saliva is considered a mashke. Im lo hofach, if he never moved around the food in his mouth, so then the roke never left its natural place, it never was on the move within the mouth, and therefore, tohor, it's not considered a mashke. Suppose, in his mouth, while he's eating this devela, hoya pundyon litoch piv, he put a coin, a small coin, in his mouth. Why would he do that? Rabbi Yossi Omer, im litzmo'o, if he put the pundyon into his mouth to help alleviate his thirst. With a metal coin in your mouth, it stimulates more saliva. And this is somehow soothes his thirst. So if he put this pundyon in his mouth, the saliva has moved within the mouth and has become a mashke. And therefore, if he puts his finger in his mouth, tome. Because if he put his finger in his mouth to remove the pundyon, the roke becomes tome because of his yad. And the roke is now metame, the devela, in his mouth. Because this roke, which increased in response to the pundyon in his mouth, is considered mashke. This is Mishnah Yud. We now proceed to Mishnah Yud Aleph, which will help us conclude the eighth perek. Ha'isha, a woman who is temeya. She is a zova. She is a nida. Shenotaf cholof midadeho. Some milk dripped from her breasts. And the milk coming out of her breast has a halacha of mashke that she touched. And the mashke that she touched, she's an avatuma. So the liquid, the cholof, the milk that she touched, her body touched it, becomes a rishon letuma. Vinofal la'avir ha'tanur. This milk now fell into the airspace of a tanur. Even though she did not mean it to do so, was totally unintentional, tome, the tanur becomes tome. There's a rishon letuma in the tanur. And the rishon letuma is a liquid, and the liquid has a power to be metame kelim. Tome, because the principle is shehamashke metame l'rotzon v'shelo l'rotzon. Liquids are metame whether they were entered into the tanur intentionally by the woman, she poured it into the tanur, or shelo l'rotzon, they dripped unintentionally. Nevertheless, they are metame as a mashkim temeyim, they metame the keli, in this case the tanur. The Mishnah continues. In our girsa, there are other girsos, the Rambam's girsa, but we'll again follow the Rash and others. Hoysa gorfatu, if she was raking ash out of the tanur, and while she's raking the ash, vehiko hakots, there was a thorn or something sharp which struck her finger, v'yotza mimeno dam, and her finger started to bleed. Oh, shenichivos, or she became scorched by some of the hot ash. V'nosno etzba'och letoch piho, and she put her finger into her mouth as one would put one's finger in one mouth if one's finger was burnt. So now the dam in the first instance, or the saliva on her finger, which now re-entered the tanur, those are liquids. And even though this was totally unintentional on her part, nitma, the tanur becomes tomei because of either the dam or the roke on her finger. Again, the dam or the roke are mashkin, mashkim temeyim, ametame kelim, in this case, the tanur. And so we have finished the eighth perek and concluded lesson number 31.